On KTU Cares this morning, Amanda Selwyn is back again for a second time, and hopefully the second of even many more after this. Artistic director and choreographer of Amanda Selwyn Dance Theater. And again, if anybody wants more information about what we're talking about today, Amanda?
Yeah, they should check out our website, amandaselwyndance.org. Selwyn is S-E-L-W-Y-N. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, lots of photos, videos. And then to get tickets to the presentation at Baruch Performing Arts Center, tickets are available on the Baruch Performing Arts Center website, which is also linked on our site as well.
Amanda, tell us about some of the other collaborators and who actually was also involved and how did they contribute?
Fantastic. So as I mentioned, Hindsight, this season we're presenting, is a look back. I have been so blessed by the production designers I've been working with over the years. My costume designer, this is her 19th year collaborating with me, Ana Elisa Belaus. She started out, we met randomly 19 years ago. She designed a couple shows for me, and it was clear that this was a collaboration that was not going anywhere. She is involved in the process from start to finish. She has probably built over 100 different looks for me over the years, because some of our pieces have had 6, 7, 8 costumes. So we started going through the inventory and pulling old costumes together. And we originally were going to use 30 different looks in this piece, but then we weeded it down. We're also developing some new costumes as well. But it's really a celebration of that collaboration and how the arc of the costume narrative has grown over the years and how that speaks to the different movement selections we're putting in this work. As my collaboration with Ana Elisa developed, it became clear that I wanted her more involved than just doing costumes, even though costumes are so essential to the landscape of choreography. I wanted her to be involved with the whole landscape on the stage. So she started designing my scenery about 4 years ago. And she's done, we did moving screens for a piece called Refuge. For this piece, we are building a whole bunch of different kind of reworkings of old scenic elements. We're going to be building these sculptural columns that look a little bit like icebergs that move in the space, that are going to create shelters, that are going to create different places and landscapes for the dancers to interact with throughout the course of the piece. We're also building, I call them pods. They're these kind of little structures that kind of look like craters that they look like they could hold water, but we actually use light to create the energy of water. It was from a piece that I originally did back in 2008 called Undercurrent, and we're reworking that as well. So Ana Elisa has been incredibly involved in all the costume and design scenic elements. I'm also working with a new projection designer. His name is John Naren. He's fantastic. And a lot of these original pieces had video projections. So we are going through and kind of thinking about the story of the video projection in the way that we're kind of highlighting different pieces and seeing how we can kind of reuse video projection in a way that creates a new through line through the piece. Then I have Dan Osmankowski, who's been doing lighting for me for the past 12, 13 years. He has really put a mark on my work. So I'm so grateful to have all these fantastic designers as part of my team. And their work is going to be really something special to see.